If I'm really honest, this self-love journey back to health, it didn't go how I anticipated when I started the podcast, but I'm so happy with where I've ended up. So I've been hiding something from you, and today, to celebrate my 50th podcast episode, I decided to let the cat out of the bag, let you know all my secrets, and just be real. So tune in for today's episode and let's celebrate my self-love journey back to health.
Listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier, and now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, and living with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family, and all this with three kids under the age of 9. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me.
Welcome, welcome to episode 50 of my self-love journey back to health podcast. Woohoo! With Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy. So if you're just joining me, I'm Kathy Richards. I'm a registered dietitian, and I started this podcast as a way to share my journey after, you know, years of stress and things happening with post-concussion syndrome, and how I was going to really focus on my health to get me to my healthiest and my wealthiest and all those good things. So you might be surprised when I say I'm not where I thought I would be at this point. But hang on, because I think you might find it interesting. So my apologies in advance if the sound is a bit off on today's episode. As a single mom with three kids, I have to take any moment that I can get to hop on and share with you guys. So today I'm actually standing in my bedroom at my dresser near my little like shrine to my mama. So I've got her watching over me as I speak to you guys. And we're between breakfast and our first activity of the day. So Saturdays are a little bit crazy with three kids in swimming and ice sports. Thankfully, today is their last swimming for this session, and we've deferred their next session because it's just too much. I've got a child that still has long COVID, and having an hour of swimming and then an hour of ringette within 5 hours of each other, it's too much. So she came off the ice quite great last week, so don't want to push that. So we'll see how it goes today. And then my oldest stepped up to do an extra game of ringette today. So she's got 2 hours on the ice and an hour of swimming. So all that to say, here I am hiding from the kids, hoping I get through most of the episode before someone finds me. So yeah, so what's been going on this self-love journey back to health? So the reason I started the podcast was I wanted to share with you how I was going to really start to put more focus on myself, right? So in December 2019, I told my husband at the time, like, I'm done. I'm going to end this marriage and move out. And I have to say, like, as soon as that came out, it was a conversation that wasn't planned. It just kind of happened. I felt like a weight had been lifted off, and I thought I would move and I would move into my new space, and like, it'd be like, oh, the heavens opened up and everything would come to me. My practice would be full with like beautiful clients, and I would just be so grateful, and the kids would be so happy. Well, as you can guess, that's probably not how it goes. So I moved out in February 2020, and we all know what happened shortly after that. My mother got diagnosed with cancer in October of 2019, passed away 6 months later in May of 2020. So I had a lot of time to spend on myself because I was still off with post-concussion syndrome, still having screens limited and things. So I did lots of treatments. I did treatments with naturopath. I did biogeometry treatments. I did treatments with a physiotherapist who acts kind of more like an osteopath. And I got back on track. I got back on track to go back to work, which did happen. It was supposed to happen in December 2020, but then we all got COVID. My ex got COVID and shared it with us. So that was just like another curveball. So I was gearing up to get ready to go back to work, and then that happened. So when I started this series, I really thought like, okay, I'm going to start to do the PFC every three, the protein fat carbohydrate balance I use with a lot of my clients that have diabetes or fatty liver, or they just want to eat for energy. It's a great way to eat to balance blood sugar, for energy, for weight management. Some people lose weight with that approach. I was also doing, full body workouts a few times a week. At that point, I was enrolled in Beachbody through a friend that was a coach. So I thought, like, this is the journey. This is where it's going to go. But what I found when I was back at work full time, thankfully I can work from home. I'm blessed with that. With the kids, we suddenly had to move house in December 2020. Right when we got COVID, we were having to move house within 4 days. So that was stressful in itself. Obviously, I had 4 days to pack a house and move, and then go through the COVID experience. At that point, it was pre-vaccine, so we were followed by public health every day and new symptoms, and some of us converted after a few days and some of us didn't, but we all didn't feel great. So then when I got back to working full time in my job, which I built up, so by March, I think, of 2020, I was back, or sorry, of 2021, I was back full time. And I kind of sailed along for a while, and I did some osteopathic treatments to kind of reset my vagal nerve and work on other things to help with post-concussion. The PFC, I did that. My energy was great. I felt good. Exercise fell off. I turned to yoga a bit. I got out cross-country skied, downhill skied. Then I injured myself with that. So I tried to do everything. And in the midst of that, probably, I think in the summer of 2020, I fell into intuitive eating. It had been, it's not new, it's been around since the 90s. But I really took a deep dive into that, and I could see the benefit of that for my clients. And I went back to Health at Every Size, read the book, read the research on that. And I realized that really the best way to help me and to help my clients was to help them accept where they were at, help them appreciate their body and love their body for all the things that it's done, right? Like, my body is amazing. I've created three humans, right? Me and the kids were talking about it the other day, and I'm like, that is so cool. Like, that we can do that, right? So, and our bodies change after long periods of stress. We'll get weight gain. I think COVID, everyone gained weight, and a lot of clients are coming to me complaining about that. But they're also, what I'm hearing is, I can't go back to what I used to do. It doesn't work anymore. And that's because we know that diets don't work, and it actually makes it harder for you to lose weight down the line, right? So, based on Health at Every Size and intuitive eating workbook that I've been going through on this podcast, those are the things that I went to. And those are the things that I feel make such a big difference. They make us happier, they make us calmer, taking away some of the rules around eating and really getting more into self-awareness. And that's what my post-concussion syndrome has really made me the expert in, is self-awareness. Like, if I don't keep track on how my body is doing, check in on things, then I am not going to feel well. And I saw that in the last month or so with all these ice times and times spent in a pool. A lot more fluorescent lighting than I've been used to, and a lot more noise, right? Like, pool areas are kind of echoey, and arenas are horrible for that, right? But it was actually something that I needed to have reflected back to me by my biogeometry practitioner. I was saying, like, I'm really tired. Like, these last few weeks, I'm really tired. I'm really struggling, which was, a big difference from how I had been feeling. And she reflected back, like, it was the hours in the arena. right? So it's the lights, it's the noise. And even though I really feel like I have this power around self-awareness for myself and for my clients, I needed someone to say that back to me. And then I was like, oh yeah. So that's kind of set me back a bit the last couple of weeks. I've still been focusing on PFC, protein, fat, carbohydrate balance, mindful eating, really checking in with myself. And it's the neat thing when I work with clients to see how much power they feel when they are able to be intuitive eaters and how they're able to feel more in control. They're not jumping on the latest TikTok diet trend or whatever they see, and they're happy. You know, they don't have to like exercise to deserve food. We all deserve food no matter what exercise we did. And social gatherings, like they can just go and they can check in and say like, oh, that looks really good. And I haven't had that for a while. I'm probably already full, but you know, I'm still going to make the choice to have that. And they can not have the guilt and the shame because they're making that choice from that conscious place, right? And I've done a lot of conscious coaching with the Courage Practice over the last few years. And that's been a game changer. Like all these things, I'm just able to kind of stop and reconnect and reset really at any point during the day. You know, if things start to go off track, I'm able to come back. Sorry, like I said, I have kids, so someone came in. But at any point during the day, we can choose to return. We can choose to return to that calmness. We can choose to check in. How does my body feel? Where am I feeling that? What do I need? We can choose to start intuitive eating at any point during the day. It doesn't have to start in the morning. It's not like that diet mentality where, you know, well, I blew it. You know, if you overeat at one meal and then you just think I'm just going to overeat the rest of the day because I'm not allowed any other time, right? Intuitive eating takes away that push and pull and it just lets everything be okay. It lets us not have shame around eating, lets us not have guilt around eating. And it just really helps us recognize that our bodies are here supporting us and we need to support our bodies, right? So sleep and stress, those are things I talk every day with my clients about, because those are going to set us up to make it easier to live intuitively and through this intuitive eating process as well. So that's a quick wrap up of what that self-love journey back to health has looked like. Kind of in a, I'm kind of regressed a bit with the head symptoms, but I'm back on track to get some tools. So I ordered some headphones. I'll be looking at some blackout glasses and hopefully I can spend the time that my kids need me at the rink with them and also still have that awareness around what I need to do to be my best. Because if we're not our best, we can't show up for our kids their best. And that's why I'm so excited for my high touch group support program expansion, because it lets us be human. It lets us be normal. But it also lets us have connection and community. You know, you'll be in a pod with 9 of your new best friends, right? Who are on the same journey, who know that diets don't work. What they used to do doesn't work anymore. They feel frustrated. They want to feel happier. They want to feel calmer. They don't want to count calories. They don't want to live on salads. They just want to live and feel good. And that's where expansion comes. It comes in a way to expand all your thoughts about your body, expand your self-awareness, expand the foods that you're eating and the foods that you're enjoying, and expand your ideas around movement and sleep and stress. There's just so much expansion. So in a society where we're always restricting, 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 I feel so privileged to bring expansion to my clients and help them heal their relationship with food and really feel good in their bodies. No matter, you know, if they're in a bigger body or a smaller body, we all have these amazing vessels that keep us moving. And we have so much support in helping our bodies to continue to support us. So that's expansion. Doors are open. If that speaks to you, go to the link in my bio. If you have any questions, reach out. But yeah, so I didn't think that this journey would lead me to intuitive eating and intuitive living, but I'm here and there's so much calm here and I want that for you too. So that's it. Off to 4 hours of sports. So Wish me luck, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks, guys. Bye.
And that's it for today's episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. If you found this helpful and you have a friend who may also find it useful, feel free to share it with them. And don't forget, every month I'm going to draw one lucky reviewer who leaves a review on my podcast, who screen shares it with me on Instagram in my stories, or in their stories. One lucky reviewer will receive one free 60-minute intensive with me, where we'll get down to the nitty-gritty and figure out that one thing that's keeping you stuck from achieving your health and wellness goals. All right, thanks for listening, and tune in next week for my latest episode.